Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Chip Reeves back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Chip is a member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us before. National Director of Computer Troubleshooters. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble getting that word out. Let me try that again. National Director of Computer Troubleshooters. And he's here to talk to us about viruses that you might not even be aware of. Chip, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Okay. By now, surely everybody knows that they have to have security on their computers. One time, Chip, I saw a little device. I've forgotten where it was, if it was online or if I saw an actual server device that showed how many times a computer was being pinged by people who want to do you harm. It was frightening.
Yeah.
It was frightening how many times a second every computer out there is being pinged by these guys.
It's true. And there have been studies where they take a totally unprotected computer. You know, so they load up Windows XP on it,
right,
with no updates and no security software and whatever, and just put it out on the raw Internet. And
90 seconds. I'm going to say 90 seconds.
Well, anywhere from a minute to 5 minutes. So you're right in there.
Yeah. Wow. Was completely infected, probably not even operable.
They didn't say that in the study.
Yeah,
but time,
certainly it was probably infected within a minute and was a zombie within 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that's exactly right, and that's what a lot of people don't realize is just how much of this stuff's going on, and you know how much they're being targeted. You know, the thing I hear from people a lot is, well, you know, nobody would really want to attack my computer. You know,
right.
They'd want maybe IBM or Bank of America,
right,
or you know, somebody that's got some money. Why would they want, you know, my computer? But the truth is, all of us have pretty powerful computers nowadays. Most of us have fast internet connections, and most of us really aren't using the computer for all it could be used for during the day. So you've got a great platform sitting there for these bad guys to use to go out and make some money with.
Well, that's exactly right. And you'd be amazed, folks, how many people out there are listening to us, Chip. And folks, you're going to be amazed. If somebody called you or emailed you or knocked on your door and said, do you realize that your computer is being used as a zombie to send out a bunch of bad stuff? And you could get a knock on the door from the FBI one of these days.
It happens, although they're probably busier than they should be to track down each and every one of us that's infected. But it happens, and it's, I tell you, what you hear from most is your internet provider.
Right.
Because if you're infected and if your computer is being used to do these bad things, it's basically tying up their networks.
It also could get them blackballed from doing their, you know, doing their business.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Yeah. So that's we pretty much. I mean, I've been reporting on this since day one of the show, over 12 years. So surely, you know, people know, and even people who don't know, when they buy a computer, it usually comes with some kind of software to protect you. You got to renew it. The trial period goes away after a while. Most people, I think, pick up on that. But I think a lot of people don't realize the exposure that they have when they're doing social networking. Chip, talk to us about that.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what we see. I think most people, especially most small business owners, have gotten wise to the need for antivirus and anti-spyware defenses on their computers. So it's relatively rare. In fact, I would say it's almost unheard of for us to find somebody that's totally unprotected nowadays. Maybe, like you say, maybe their security's lapsed, and because they, you know, the bill came up and they didn't think it was worth renewing or whatever. But most everybody has some kind of protection. But here's the thing about this: it's just like, you know, any form of capitalism, really. The reason this stuff exists is because people are out there making money off of it. And where they're making money off of it, they're going to find a way to get around whatever defenses we put up.
Mm-hmm.
And lately that's meant things like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and MySpace and all these social media networks.
Now, do these networks have a fiduciary responsibility to protect us from those kinds of things?
It's an interesting question, and I don't think that one's really been answered yet. They are trying. I mean, certainly, I think Facebook has an entire team of people that are working to try to get this stuff off of there.
Otherwise, they're out of business.
They are. I mean, you know, fiduciary responsibility or no, their business model depends on people wanting to be on the site. You know, if people say, well, Facebook is free, you know, why should they care? Well, you know, they're selling advertising on the site. They're
right.
Selling data to marketers, and so they're making a tremendous amount of money. Not showing a huge profit yet, Facebook, but they're certainly heading that direction. You know, they announced a couple of weeks ago that they have over 350 million users at this point, and half of those users log in almost daily.
Wow.
Which is, you figure the population of the U.S. is 307 million, so there's more people on Facebook than there are in the U.S.
Right.
They didn't quote it in this last press release, but in past press releases, they've said that 70% of their users are outside the U.S. So very global, very multinational.
And about half of those are in Russia trying to do us harm.
Well, I don't know about all in Russia. They kind of spread them around a little bit. But,
yeah.
But they are. I mean, it's just like most small businesses, I saw that since the last time we talked, you've got the Facebook and the Twitter and the LinkedIn buttons on your website.
We do, yep.
And I think most small businesses out there are in that mode where they're kind of experimenting with it, not quite sure where it's going to go, but you want to be a part of it. And there's not a lot of true ROI stories from Facebook and LinkedIn. And
that's right, or Twitter. There's some. I hear some, but basically it's still confusing. There's still an ROI question mark there, and I've been talking about that, folks. My audience has heard me talk about that, Chip, for a long time. But at least it's an area that we haven't really worried about security for the most part. And I promise you, there are people listening to you right now, Chip, who are scratching their heads saying, wow, I didn't realize I had to worry about that.
Oh, it's true. It's a new and emerging thing. I think the biggest one we see is this virus called KubeFace, or this piece of malware.
Spell that for us.
KOOBFACE.
KubeFace. Okay, go ahead.
It's an anagram of Facebook, is where it comes from. But it actually attacks Twitter and Facebook, and I believe LinkedIn as well. And it's actually been out for a couple of years. We first saw it in the beginning of 2008, but it keeps mutating. And I tell you, you know, I don't mean to heap congratulations on an evil product, but they really do some amazing stuff to keep their product out there and to keep it spreading.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, I'm going to get Chip to. He's going to tell us some things we can do to avoid this, to be able to continue to do social media work. And not worry about viruses. It's 20 after. Right back after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We use it and use it to your advantage. We built it for you. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can check out my newsletter, which I hope you'll subscribe to there. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. That's already had our 10th anniversary of the newsletter. And, of course, we're in our 13th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. And next month will be the 12th anniversary of simulcasting our broadcast on the Internet. So we're celebrating lots of milestones over last couple of months. We're having a great visit with, and by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Chip Reeves is with us, folks, R-E-A-V-E-S. Chip is National Director of Computer Troubleshooters, and he's a member of our Brain Trust. Chip, tell us about troubleshooters.
Well, Computer Troubleshooters is the world's largest computer support network for small businesses. We've got about 490 locations in 27 countries, and we do what an IT department would do for big business, we do for small business.
Mm-hmm. So what would it take for me to do business with you?
Just give us a call. Hit the website, computertroubleshooters.com, find the nearest location, give them a call, and they'll hook you up.
And so how would that work? Is that for any kind of... If I wanted to convert from peer to peer to a server based or that kind of thing?
Sure. I mean, we pride ourselves on doing really anything a small business is going to need technology wise. We don't always do it in house, You know, if somebody wants to get, like, their best ranking on a search engine, stuff like that, that's kind of a special skill that, you know, my guys might not directly have, but we've got vendors who do. But we'll do anything a small business needs.
I got you. Okay, so check that out. It's computertroubleshooters.com.
That's it.
So check that out. And of course, if you want to find out more about this, what we've been talking about the last for your visit today, and that's social media viruses, like Coopface, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your guys are good at in helping with that. So how does this work? When I go on Facebook, if I go on my account on Facebook, how would I wind up putting myself in jeopardy by using Facebook or Twitter? How would it work?
Well, I think the first thing you have to keep in mind is that there are these bad guys out there who are trying to use Facebook and Twitter to take over your computer.
And YouTube. And YouTube as well, right?
And YouTube as well, that's right. Yeah. Although, with Coopface, it's interesting. Coopface pretends to be sending you to YouTube. Let me kind of back up a step. So what happens is you've got these smart guys, evil guys, but smart guys, who are sitting around in a room somewhere, and they're thinking, what can I put on Jim's Facebook page that's going to make him click on something?
Mm-hmm.
And when Coopface first came out, it would put things like, you would see a post from a friend of yours that would say, Jim, I can't believe they got you in this video, LOL, you know, something like that. And there would be a link, supposedly, to the video. You click on the link, and
Seen those.
They were big on Facebook, especially about a year ago, and you still see them from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on the link, it would take you to a page that looks like YouTube, and it would tell you something like, oh, you need to download an update for your video driver to view this video.
Right.
And when you download that driver, it's not a driver. That's part of the virus that's infecting your computer.
So actually being on the websites, the social media websites, is not how you get infected. It's following through on kind of phishing scams, right?
Absolutely true. Coopface right now can't infect you directly. You've got to click on something.
Right.
The part people don't realize is it's something that's coming from a friend that claims to be a video. The newest one in the last couple of weeks, and this is how Coopface keeps updating itself, it's been sending around ones that are more Christmas-oriented. Hey, check out this nice Christmas video, you know, and so you go to view the Christmas video thinking it's going to be Frosty the Snowman or, you know, whatever. And
do they have the ability to actually get in there and identify one of your friends and act like they're sending something from one of your friends?
Once your friend's been infected, yes.
Oh, okay.
The interesting thing about Coopface, and this is what...
So one of my friends on Facebook gets infected,
mm-hmm.
then what happens?
Well, you'll start seeing a lot of those messages from them.
From them.
And in a lot of cases, you'll get quite a few. So it's usually pretty obvious. I had one of my old high school friends got infected recently, and all of a sudden, I started getting all these messages from him saying,
"Right,
this lady lost so much weight, I can't believe it. Check out her blog," and had a link to the blog.
And if I click on that accidentally, if I should happen to click on that, does my security software on my computer protect me?
It should. If your antivirus, anti-spyware software is up to date, it will protect you. It might not protect you from getting infected, but it'll catch it after you get infected, and it'll clean it up.
I got you. Okay. So we just can't be naive about this sort of thing, folks. This is just another area, but it's not like just going on Facebook is going to get us infected. It's just going to be if we get suckered into doing certain things, that's when we could get infected.
That's right. And from a small business perspective, what I find in a lot of cases is, if the small business owner usually knows, you know, not to click on those sorts of things,
right.
But you got to teach your staff not to click on those,
right.
Things, especially as we start to use Facebook and Twitter for business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's the problem. That's what a lot of companies have is they got all these employees out there who are doing things, and sometimes employees don't do the right thing. And that's the reason why. Now, do you guys consult when you're consulting work? Do you actually train employees on how to pay attention to these things?
We do, and we've got a little guide we just produced called the Small Business Social Media Survival Guide that has some of these tips.
How do we get that?
It'll be on the website in a couple of days. It's not there yet.
Okay.
But check back on Computer Troubleshooters later on this week, and you should see it. Or call your local.
Is there going to be a cost for that?
No, it's a little free guide. It's
thank
just
you.
Tips to keep you from getting infected.
Thanks, Chip.
We're trying to do our part to, you know, keep these guys from making money. Even though it winds up being a lot of business for us cleaning this stuff up, but that's not really the kind of way
right.
you want to make your money.
Well, you got your priorities straight, Chip. Thanks for being here, and I hope you'll come back again real soon.
Would love to. Thanks, Jim.
Chip Reeves, ladies and gentlemen, he's with Computer Troubleshooters. Put a .com on the end of that, and go there in a couple of days and get that booklet. I bet that'll be very helpful. And it's free. We like free stuff, right? Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.